Invective, incrimination, innuendo. This is high season for the negative campaign ad.
John McCain admits if the election's about the economy, he's going to lose.
But Obama's friendship with terrorist heirs isn't the issue. The issue is Barack Obama's judgment.
Washington sold them out with the help of politicians like John McCain.
Barack Obama. More empty words.
Well, it seems a perfect time to talk again with voiceover artists Scott Sanders and Dennis Steele, who do a lot of political attack ads. And guys, I could swear it was only yesterday that we talked. It was actually 2 years ago, just about this time.
That's right.
Time flies when you're having a really lot of fun.
And that's Scott Sanders there. And Scott, you are the big kahuna here in the gloom and doom department. You're the hired gun.
I am. I mean, I do positive ads, but I've done very few this year.
Very few. Well, in fact, we're going to hear you right now on this negative ad from John McCain.
Obama's one accomplishment? Legislation to teach comprehensive sex education to kindergartners. Learning about sex before learning to read? Barack Obama. Wrong on education. Wrong for your family.
I'm John McCain.
And I don't know. That's pretty scary, man. That makes a hair on my neck stand up.
Well, this ad has become notorious and is widely regarded as completely misstating Barack Obama's record. How did you feel about doing that ad?
Both of us are hired guns, and you have to put it behind you. I mean, you're hired to do a job. It's just like you. You've got to put whatever prejudices you have behind you and just go for it.
Nobody ever asks you what your political affiliation is.
No.
They ask, how soon can you get here?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and I mean, we get paid to be convincing. We get paid just if we were selling any other product.
Dennis Steele, what are you selling this season? What's your specialty?
I am mostly talking about taxes. It's really all about the economy this
yeah,
year.
Yeah. In all the spots that I've done this year, I have not mentioned the war once.
Me neither.
It's a back burner issue.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a little tradecraft question here. Scott, are there words, particular words you're having a special fun with this year?
Yes.
What?
The congressional liberals. That's the big thing, at least in the spots I've done.
I know you can but, do a much know, dirtier version of liberal than that.
I can.
Let me hear it.
$13 trillion in new taxes, all from congressional liberals. Just they're bad people.
You're convincing me.
They're bad.
Hey, you know, you're in Philadelphia. I'm here in Washington, so I can't see you. But what's going on with your face right now? Dennis, why don't you describe what Scott's doing with his face when he really sinks down there?
Well, he kind of gets squinty, gets a little closer to the microphone. That's
I tend to use them, especially in the spots that I've been doing, because they're so intense. I kind of look past the microphone as if there were another person standing right behind it, and I'm in a room of crowded people, and I'm going like this. It's the congressional liberals.
Yeah, I'll have another drink.
Yeah, the congressional liberals.
I feel like you're inside that microphone right now.
Right, well, they're the real problem. You know what I'm saying. So, yeah, I tend to – but, you know, it depends upon what your copy is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me toss some words by you and see how nasty you can make them sound, okay? Both of you?
Sure.
Socialist.
He's a socialist.
Great.
A socialist is not good.
Okay. How about – we've heard this one too. How about erratic? Dennis?
Yeah, we've said that a few times.
Yes.
What is he talking about? He's erratic.
All right, let's try a more of the same.
Let's see. Is it, too many taxes, too many promises, more of the same.
Yeah. Wow. I believe I said that this morning.
Do you guys get tired of negative ads? Do you get tired of doing them?
Yes.
Scott, you do?
No, I don't. No, because I have two kids in college. I mean, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to sound high-minded because I don't do this for this reason, but it is part of the democratic process. People go on the air and they try to convince people to vote a certain way, and that's the way we run our system of government.
The other thing is I'm not – you know, I can do positive ads. I've done thousands. But, you know, I mean, I think you're wired a certain way. And I think if you put my positives against my negatives, well, you hear the positive and you say, yeah, that's a good spot. And then you hear the negative and you say, phew, that's a great spot.
But you said you do get tired of them.
Yeah, it would be nice to lighten up a tad.
Well, Scott Sanders and Dennis Steele, maybe we'll be chatting again about all this 2 years from now, the next election
maybe.
Cycle.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Voiceover artist Dennis Steele and Scott Sanders, who wants us to know.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.